我不知道呢，如果你遇到一个千载难逢的机会呢，你会有什么反应
？I don't know what kind of reaction you will have if you encountered a very rare and precious opportunity.
我记得呢，有一次我去看球赛，篮球赛。
I remember one time I attended a basketball game.
看完球赛之后呢，就想上厕所。
And after the game, I wanted to go to the restroom.
出来的时候发觉 Larry Bird 就在我旁边哦。
As I came out of the restroom, I noticed that Larry Bird was right next to me.
那么我就跟他握手啊。
So I shook his hand.
握完手以后不知道是不是一个好的反应啊。
But I didn't know what kind of whether it was a good reaction or not coming from him after I shook his hand.
但是呢，我觉得呢，没有一个故事我有一个朋友啊，他的确有一个很难得的机会。
I have a friend who also had a very rare opportunity.
2002年的时候呢，姚明被这个 NBA draft 了选上。NBA draft 姚明。
2002年
，OK。
2002， Yao Ming was drafted by the NBA。
他来这个 NBA 之前呢，他代表中国参加篮球的世界杯。
So before he was drafted into the NBA, he represented China and participated in the basketball World Cup。
这一年呢是在印第安纳。
And the location for this tournament was in Indiana.
我有个朋友，他的名字叫 Abigail。那么呢，他坐飞机的这班飞机就跟中国队是同一班飞机。
I have a friend by the name of Abigail, and at that time she rode on the plane that was also carrying this Chinese basketball team.
那么呢，他的个子很矮小的。
And Abigail is a very short person.
他要把他的行李放在这个行李架子上面。
And when she was trying to get her luggage into the overhead cabin,
一直都放不下去。
And she was not able to do it.
姚明经过。
And Yao Ming was passing by her.
一个七尺六寸的人把他这个行李放进去。
Being 7'6" tall.He picked up the luggage and single-handedly, very easily, put it into the overhead compartment.
你知道我们这些球迷听到这个故事的时候有多么兴奋呢
？Can you imagine how excited we were when we, as fans of basketball, when we heard this story?
我们问 Abigail 有没有跟他拍照
？So we asked Abigail, "Did you take a picture with Yao Ming?"
没有。
She said no.
有没有拿他的电话
？Did you ask for his cell phone number? She said no.
那么我们说，人家帮你拿行李，有没有去谢谢人呢
？So we finally asked her, "Did you thank him for putting your luggage into the compartment?"
她说没有。
She said no.
一同坐飞机15个小时，什么事情都没有发生。
So they rode on the same plane for 15 hours and nothing happened.
那今天我们刚刚念的故事呢，只是这个人呢、也遇到当时世界最出名的一个人。
So the verses we just read told us that this particular person describing the story also met up with the most famous person at the time.
当时最出名的人就是耶稣。
At that time, the most famous person was Jesus.
如果你看圣经，你路加福音12章的第一节开始的时候呢，讲到耶稣出来的时候，有几万人。在他面前要听他讲道。
So if you go back to the first verse of this chapter, you can see that at that time there were tens of thousands of people who gathered to want to listen to Jesus.
那为什么耶稣这么出名呢
？Why was Jesus so famous?
因为呢，他是从神而来的。
Because he came from God.
他有能力去医好任何的疾病。
He had the ability to heal all illness.
他还有呢，能够解答。我们人生任何的一个问题。
And he also had answers for every one of our life questions.
这个故事的主角呢，我不知道他用什么方法哈，从几万人当中呢，他能够跑到最前来问耶稣，去跟耶稣讲话。
So the character described in these verses, I'm not exactly sure how he was able to go to the front of a crowd that consists of tens of thousands of people.
那么呢，他就求耶稣为他做一件事情。
So he pleaded with Jesus, to do one thing for him.
13节讲到父子 请你吩咐我的兄长跟我分家业。
And he said, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me.
那我们刚刚念完这个故事，你知道耶稣有没有帮助他？
So we just finished reading the story, so you must know whether Jesus helped him or not.
耶稣有没有帮助他？
Did Jesus help him?
没有啊。
No way.
耶稣骂这个人，他说，你这个人呢、啊，谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？
He scolded this man by saying to him, Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?
所以呢，这个人是遇到一个千载难逢的机会。
So this man encountered a very precious and rare opportunity.
但是呢，他最后有没有得到帮助呢？
But did he receive any benefits from this?
没有哦。
No.
因为他求错了。
Because he asked for the wrong thing.
那今天呢，其实你们也选择对了。你有很多选择，你没有选择，你选择来这边一起去敬拜耶稣。
However, today you made the right choice. You had many options on how to spend your time today, but you chose to come here today.
我希望呢，我们大家以下15分钟，你可以留心听耶稣所讲的话。
And I hope that we will spend the next 15 minutes to pay attention to what Jesus said.
以知道呢，你不会空手回家。
So you will not go home empty-handed.
那首先呢，你看看耶稣他对这个人的警告。
But let's look at the warning that Jesus first issued to this person.
15节他说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。
And Jesus said that watch out, be on guard, be on your guard against all kinds of greed.
谨慎自守呢，是你可以说是一个双重的提醒，他们你要很小心，免去贪心这个问题。
So what Jesus issued here was a double warning, if you will, and he warned this person twice against greed of all kind.
他还有呢，好像英文你听到了，贪心呢是一切的贪心是。不是只有一种表现的，贪心可以有很多不同的表现的。
And the greed he's warning against here is not just one type of greed, but it's a greed of all kinds.
所以呢，那我们一般人呢，想到贪心，你就想到这些贪官呢。
So when we think of greed, we usually think of people, officials who are corrupt.
还有呢，就是这些奸商啊，就是卖这些。有毒的东西啊，过期的食物啊。
Or we might think of business people who have no morality, people who sell poison, things that are harmful to people.
或者呢，有一些我们可能会想到，就是这些赌徒啊，他们没有脚踏实地的，就是一天到晚就是想发财这样子，这些人就是贪心。
Or we might think of people.Who spend their time doing gambling all the time, who are not realistic and always looking for shortcuts.
但是圣经告诉我，其实贪心这个问题啊，是很失头的，很思维的。
But the Bible tells us that the sin of greed is actually very subtle.
它不单只是你贪不属于你的东西，你是贪心。
Greed is not just being tempted with things that don't belong to you.
其实这个故事里面的人呢，他只是求耶稣帮他分家业，这个家业是属于他的，所以他要分，其实他没有贪他哥哥的东西。
So in this story, what this person asked Jesus to do is to divide the inheritance, which part of which actually belongs to this person. So he's not asking Jesus to give him something that does not belong to him.
但是耶稣还是警告这个人，他说你要小心啊，免去一切的贪心。
But Jesus still warned this person to watch out and guard against all kinds of greed.
所以我要告诉你，为什么贪心这么危险。
So now I must tell you why greed is so dangerous.
第一个原因呢，就是贪心会扭曲你的人生观。
The first reason is because greed will twist your viewpoint on your life.
那十五节里面呢，耶稣简直说哈、啊，他讲完了你要免去一切的贪心以后呢，他就说，因为人的生命不在乎，家道丰富。
Because verse 15 tells us that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
你知道呢，贪心最常的一个表现， 就是我们说materialism， 这是一个物质的主义。
The most common manifestation of greed is a person's materialistic approach.
就是呢，他的人生是怎么定义的？就是他吃什么、喝什么、拥有什么。
So in other words, this kind of person's life is defined by what he eats, what he drinks, and what he owns.
那这个耶稣后来讲了一个比喻呢，你看见这个财主，其实他的人生就是这样子。
And this is exactly how Jesus described in his parable about a rich person.
当他的你可以说他的生意做得很成功的时候呢，他在十九节里面呢，他自己跟自己说。
So as he prospered with his business, and he told himself in verse 19.
他说：“灵魂啊，你有这么多财物。”自存可以做多年的费用，只管安安日日地吃喝快乐吧。
So he said himself, "You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry."
那如果你是一个贪心的人
，If you were a greedy person，
如果你的人生只是为了钱，为了享受
，If your life focus is on money and enjoyment。
那么你最后会失去你的自己。
At the end, you will lose yourself.
你失去人生的方向。
You lose the direction of life.
你可能也失去你的道德。
And you may also lose your morality.
这个礼拜我看了一个NPR National Public Radio 的一个新闻。
And this week I heard a news broadcast on the National Public Radio.
这个其实呢是土豆网在北京的做一个实验。
This is
土豆网，就是土豆网了。OK。
It's a website by the name of Potato.
OK.
That conducted a survey.
他就是一个男子开一部Lamborghini。在北京的街头上面晚上开经过甚至开车。
So this experiment was conducted with a man driving a Lamborghini in the city of Beijing at night.
那么呢他遇到这些单身的女孩子在街道上面走路呢，他就会跟她说。
So he would encounter single ladies walking on the street and he would say to them,
小姐你要不要上车？
He said, "Hey, lady, would you like to get in the car?"
你知道七个女生里面有多少人上她的车
？Do you know how many actually got in this car out of seven?
五个。
Five of them did.
他们主动给她电话。
They volunteered their cell phone number.
有一个人说：“你要不要去我家
？”One of them invited him to her place.
所以呢，那么这个访问到最后的时候呢，其实你就会。发现其实新一代的你可以说新一代的年轻人呢，他们为了立刻的享受，他们可以放弃任何东西。
So at the end of the interview, you came to the realization that with the young generation, for the sake of instant gratification, they will be willing to give up anything.
其实呢，这个土豆网呢，在做了。另外一个同一样的实验。
So this is the same website conducted another experiment like this.
开一部国产的 SUV.
And this time instead the driver was driving a SUV driven by manufactured in China.
问同一样的问题。
Ask the same question.
没有人愿意。
And no one got in the car with him.
那如果你觉得享受有什么不好啊
？You may ask what's wrong with finding some enjoyment.
难道我要贫穷一生吗
？Do I have to live in poverty all my life?
那么我希望再讲一个故事给你听。
But so now I want to share another story with you.
这个是我很多年前在香港的新闻里面看见的。
And this this was the news that I saw when I was in Hong Kong many years ago.
这个其实这是一个从中国大陆。移民来香港的人
And this was this involved a migrant from China to Hong Kong.
他还没来之前呢, 他觉得香港是遍地黄金。
Before he came to Hong Kong, he was under the impression that Hong Kong streets were covered with gold.
当然,如果你, 如果你没有这个学历, 没有这个背景, 其实你在香港生活也是很困难的。
It is true that life would be difficult in Hong Kong if you didn't have the credential or the degree.
那么最后其实他就找一个只能找到一个很平常的一个工作，就是在餐馆里面做一个服务员。
At the end, he was only able to find a very ordinary job, which was being a waiter in a restaurant.
但是他还是可以养活他的家人在香港。
But it was sufficient enough for him to support his family in Hong Kong.
那么过了十年呢，他收到他在好像是在广东的他的弟弟寄来的一个邀请函。
So after 10 years, he received an invitation letter from his brother from his home place.
他弟弟的儿子要结婚了。
His younger brother's son was going to get married.
那么他十年后第一次回到他的家乡。
So after 10 years, he returned home for the first time.
他发觉呢，他这个弟弟没有离开中国大陆，因为做海鲜的生意，反而在这十年里面呢，变成一个富翁。
And he found out that his younger brother, although never left China, but prospered in his seafood business and became a very rich person.
所以呢，他来到这个婚礼的时候呢，就给他的亲戚呢，反而呢就是，取笑他。So
he was being laughed at when he attended this wedding.
那么最后他回香港。And
afterwards he returned back to Hong Kong.
过了几天以后，他就跳楼自杀。And
he jumped to his death after a few days.
那如果你的人生就是为了吃什么、喝什么、拥有什么的时候，当你有一天发现你失去这个能力、失去这个机会，其实就是你结束你生命的这一天。So
you would end your life one day if your life is entirely based on how you eat, how you drink, or how much you own.
那么当你失去这个
So when you lose all that, that's the day you decide that you're going to end your life.
贪心第二个危险呢，就是它会给你一个错误的安全感。
And the second pitfall in this type of thinking is that it will give you a false sense of security.
这个就是这个财主在十九节的意思。
And this is exactly what was described about the rich fool in verse 19.
他告诉他自己的灵魂，他说：“你可以安安日日的吃喝快乐吧。”And
that was how he tried to convince himself by telling himself that take life easy and eat and drink and be merry.
其实你看这个财主呢，他是一个很会为自己安排的一个人。
So if you look at this this rich person, he's one that knows how to take care of himself.
他田产增加的时候，他知道，要把现在的这个客仓拆掉，盖一个更大的。He
knew how to manage his business because as his crops produce increased, he knew that he needed to tear down the old barns and build new and bigger ones.
其实呢，我们中国人呢，可能我们无论你是中国人不中国人的好了，现在我相信呢，在我们中间，我们都是很会安排的一个人。So
whether we're Chinese or not, I know that we all know how to take care of our lives.
我们为了退休，我们懂得怎么去投资。And
to plan for retirement, we know how to invest.
我们吃鸡的时候不吃这个鸡皮，因为为了健康。So
we don't eat the skin, but we eat the chicken. For health reason.
今天可以例外哈。为了小孩的教育，我们从小就训练他们。我们说中国人说，琴棋书画，样样都会。So
for the sake of our children, we start to teach them when they're very young on all kinds of skills, so they know everything about music and about sports and also about school.
还有呢，你为了你家人将来的供应呢，你会自己去买这个人寿保险。
And in order to plan for the next generations, you'll buy life insurance.
但是呢，你要看看呢，耶稣在二十节里面的这个这段话。
But now we need to look at what Jesus said instead in verse 20.
二十节他说，神对这个财主说啊，无知的人呐、啊。今夜我必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
And Jesus said that God said that you fool, the very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?
为什么这个财主是一个无知的人？
Why is this rich man a fool?
二十一节解释，因为这个人呢，只知道为自己制裁，却在神面前呢不是富足的。
An explanation is revealed in verse 21, and this is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God.
我们很懂得为我们的地上的生活去安排了，那么你有没有为你的灵魂去安排呢？
So we do a very good job of planning for our lives in this world, but do we know how to plan for our soul?
在诗篇四十九篇六到九节呢，有一段呢，很有提醒的作用的一段话。
So verses 6 through 9 in the book of Psalms chapter 49 describe give us some really good reminders.
这边说哪些倚仗财富、自夸钱财多的人，一个也没法赎自己的弟兄，也不能替他将赎价给神，叫他长远活着，不见手坏，因为赎他生命的价值极贵，只可以永远罢休。
So those who trust in their wealth and boast of their great riches, no man can redeem the life of another or give to God a ransom for him. The ransom for life is costly. No payment is ever enough, and that he should live on forever and not see decay.
那我常常告诉我的朋友，你要为你的灵魂去安排啊！你知道他们的反应是怎么样
？Do you know what my friends' reactions are when I often tell them that you need to make arrangement for your soul？
他们常常会这样子说
：“They would always tell me，
让我好像这个人说哈，让我安安日日吃喝快乐以后，到我死之前哪一天，我就。”信耶稣接受水礼，那么我就为我的灵魂也安排了。
So they would always tell me, so please allow me to go ahead and eat and drink and be merry until the day before I die, then I will come and accept Jesus and be baptized.
他说现在没时间了。
And he said right now there's no time.
其实你知道这样子回答，其实一个很愚蠢的一个回答。
Do you know that this is actually a very foolish answer?
你再看二十节啊，他说，神说啊，今夜我必要你的灵魂呢。
Because in verse 20, God said that this is the very night that I'm going to demand your life from you.
我们人连我们的生命能不能活到明天见到太阳出来，你都不能决定。
So with our own lives, we have so little control that we don't know.If we're going to get up in the morning tomorrow and see the sunrise.
所以我们有机会的时候，我们应当转向神。
So as soon as we have an opportunity, we should turn toward God.
其实当耶稣告诉这个求他分家业的人，他你要小心你的不要贪心的时候。
So when Jesus told the person who asked him to help divide the inheritance to watch out and be on guard.
如果这个人真的听明耶稣的意思的时候，他应该问耶稣一个问题。
So if the guy understands the true meaning behind Jesus saying, then he should have asked Jesus one question.
就是我们怎么可以为我们的灵魂安排，以致到我们在神面前是富足的
？He should have asked Jesus how we should have prepared our souls so that we can be rich in front of God.
答案也在圣经里面你可以找到。
The answer is also in the Bible, which can be found.
哥林多后书八章第九节说，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷， 叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 it says that for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ that though he was rich yet for your sakes he became poor so that through his poverty might become rich.
耶稣本来是富足的。
Jesus was rich.
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
但是他却为了我们的缘故 变成贫穷。
But it is because of our sake that he became poor.
这个就是他来到这个世界成为一个人。
And that's how he came to this world and became a man.
这个就是为什么神有一个名字叫耶稣。
And that's why God has this name, called Jesus.
他最后为我们的罪死在十字架上面。
At the end, he died on the cross for our sins.
他把他的生命倒空。
He emptied his life.
变成贫穷
and became poor.
但是如果人相信耶稣为他的罪死在十字架上面
However, if man believes that Jesus had died on the cross for his sins,
你相信耶稣从死里面复活
and believe that Jesus had been resurrected from death,
你就得到耶稣为你预备的富足了
and then you will receive the riches that Jesus has prepared for you.
今天你能够来到耶稣面前去敬拜他。
Today we can come before Jesus to worship him.
我形容这个实在是智慧难逢。
I describe this as a very precious and rare opportunity.
但是呢，我希望呢，你不要好像故事里面的主角，当耶稣拒绝为他分斋业以后呢，我们就再不知道他的反应。
But I hope that we will not be like the main character in today's story, that as soon as Jesus refused to be a judge in dividing his inheritance, we never heard from him again.
如果你有兴趣去想知道多一点有关这个福音呢，我们等一下我们吃中午的时候，我们你可以问弟兄姊妹，我们也为你们预备了一些单张，你可以了解信耶稣是什么意思的。
You would like to understand more about Jesus.You can ask any of the brothers and sisters during lunch. We have also prepared some pamphlets for you to bring home with you.
我们最后一同祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
因为我们能够在这边再次听到你的福音。
Because we are able to hear your gospel one more time here.
愿意我们都把主耶稣的警告听在心里面。
And may we hear the warning from Jesus and keep it in our hearts.
我们免去一切的贪心。
That we can eliminate all kinds of greed.
还有就是我们要为我们的灵魂去安排。
And that we need to make arrangement for our soul.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer and praying Jesus' name.
Amen.